Oh, you spoke from your heart.
We have come today, son, John, the daughters Candy, Marinelli with Rob, and Vicky, Calvo Kane with Mark, and the sister Jim Gamowitz, and her grandchildren, Justin Calvo, Diona Calvo, Jeff Marinelli, Dana Marinelli, Sydney Kane, Alina Kane, great-grandchildren, Jaren Calvo, and Miran Calvo. Now to pay lasting tribute to a strong, determined, and wonderful lady, and you will know why I said that in a minute. Let me first tell you where I am coming from which point of view I would like to think who really was mom and grandma, or Vava, whatever the name you like to call her. And I knew her as Dorothy Calvo, so that my words of eulogy describe her fully. We owe it to her. Well, John, Candy and Vicky, and all of you, the grandchildren, ought to know that the love that your mom had for you was born at birth and does not, will not fade for eternity. From conception, we grow in our mother's womb, and for all those 9 months, and for you, John, I want to tell you, it's not from the stork. We are as one with her. And the bond between a mother and a child can stand the test of time. And the bond that your mom had with you too stood the test of her time on this earth. A mother, when I would like to describe, is our moral foundation. Whatever you hear from mom, there's always something moral and ethical that you learn from her. She's the healer of pains and the gentle hand, strong rock that guides us through life. Now, don't you feel that about mom? Now, when her time on this earth has expired, a mother gives so much of herself for her children. She shares the pain of every scratch to every heartbreak, and her concern for one's welfare does not lose its luster even when one is grown. She will never be sustained from sleepless nights worrying about all those whom she is responsible for. Most probably that's why she was up most of the time. Therefore, it can truly be said that one is a part of her from the start, and a part of a person passes with her mother. Now, this is how I think you must be feeling at this moment about mom. No matter how old she was or how independent of her you became, because that love that she had for you stood the test of time. Unfortunately, the mother whose children appreciate that love and responded in their lifetime in kind. And you have been good children and reciprocated with the love of your own towards her. Now, I would like to read to you sort of a midrashic story. And it is not from the midrash than it ought to be. It is worth of a midrash, of miletic. Because in this story, I see your mother, I see mom, Dorothy. It is not simple to describe her. There were so many sides to her life in her simplicity. She built her own style of her universe, where she included everyone else to pick and enjoy. And this story, I said once, a little boy asked his mother, "Why are you crying?" "Because I'm a woman," she told him. "I don't understand," he said. His mom just hugged him and said, "And you never will." Later, the little boy asked his father, "Why does mother seem to cry for no reason?" "All women crying for no reason," was all his dad could say. The little boy grew up and became a man, still wondering why women cry. And finally, he prayed to God, or perhaps he put in a call. And when he felt God, or got an answer, he asked, "God, why do women cry so easily?" God says, "When I made a woman, she had to be special. I made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. I gave her an inner strength to endure childbirth and the rejection that many times come from her children. I gave her a hardness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up, and take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. I gave her the sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child has hurt her very badly. I gave her strength to carry her husband through his fault and fashion her from his rib to protect his heart. I gave her wisdom to know that a good husband never hurts his wife, but sometimes tests her strength and her resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. And finally, I gave her a tear to shed, and this is her exclusively to use whenever it is needed. That tear holds more than men could understand. If a man were to shed her tear, it would look enormous. For a woman's tear is full of unconditional love, power, sacrifice, beauty, pain, and compassion. All tenfold of what a man is able to feel. And that, my son, is why I made her as close to being supernatural as possible. She is my gift to the world. She is an angel on earth. Love her and praise her, for there will be no other here on earth that will love you like I do, than your mother." "Now you see, my son," said God, "the beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides." Dorothy was born December 20, 1928, in Bremerton. And I was trying to look Bremerton, where is it? They give me Burlington. I know Bremerton when you have to take the ferry. But she was 90 years young, I want to say. Every time I used to see her, that's how I look at her. And she had the energy all the time. Because in Bremerton, there was not much of a Jewish environment and community. She would come very often to Seattle and stay with her auntie Rachel Chiprut. She went to and graduated from Garfield High School, like so many our Jewish part of the community. Thank God for Garfield High School. And on February 5th, 1949, she married a wonderful husband, Sam Kalb, who I knew very, very, very well. And he was an Angelico, I can tell you that. They were married by Rabbi Salomon Maimon at Sephardi Bikur Cholim. Dorothy was an avid reader, as it was mentioned already by Vic, and she loved to read. She even volunteered to Columbia City Library, and sometimes she would read, I don't know, they mentioned 20 books in one go. She was an avid reader. Dorothy loved music and singing, and she had the most beautiful voice, and she loved to listen a lot to classical music. Now, with her husband Sam, she loved traveling all over the world. Together they visited Israel, Egypt, even Russia. And those places that they didn't go is because they didn't want to go to those places. But together, They belonged to the Sephardic club, and they traveled with them to all their trips. And he loved to go to Palm Springs, that I knew him, because I always had citrus fruit all the time, never lacked. Lemons, big like this, because they used to, and Catherine remember, because they used to bring it to the office. This is for Rabbi Benzaken. And I didn't know what to do with them, so I had to make a lot of juice. But that's how they always express themselves to say, we love you. That's how she did. And I have to say that in certain ways she was so organized, her life, even after she would pass. Because she came so many times, even when we were paying respect to members of other family, and there was a burial, and she would come. She all looked at me. Rabbi Benzaken, that was wonderful. I want you to make sure you do that for me. Can you imagine thinking like that? But that's how she, her mind was organized. Always respectful, I have to say. She always had a soft spot for me. I don't know why. And I will tell you, she was the driving force in her home. Now, I don't think that everything is rosy like that. She was privileged and had such a mazal, because she had the most wonderful husband that it's like, I would say, hijo bueno, the best. Because she was strong and in her character. But Sam was an artist. Everything you look at life with beauty. And when Dorothy says something or did something, it's okay with me too. Both of them, like that. She was dedicated to her family, to her husband for over 59 years, nearly 60 years. Until he passed away in 2008. I remember that. Dorothy taught her, the daughters, the basic Jewish belief and shaped their moral value system. Exactly, John, what you say, what she learned, what she absorbed. If she didn't get it from people who should have, she got from the books and wherever she could. And that was a person who was responsible. And he want to be participant in everything that is Judaism. She had perseverance, determination. She also admired women of strength, which in turn influenced them to aspire to the strong women as well. She taught them to respect for others, solid work ethic, charity toward the less fortunate, and be dignified in the presentation to others. Dorothy was to her husband Sam then, and to the children and grandchildren now, and I will tell you exactly what you are thinking now. And this is, I'll conclude with this. But I can't help but describe her this way. A wife, she was in her time, with a beloved son, a mother, a grandma too. And this is the legacy we have from you. And you would be saying, you taught us love and how to fight. You gave us strength. You gave us might. Stronger person would be hard to find. And in your heart, you were always kind. You fought for us all in one way or another, not just as a wife, not just as a mother. For all of us, you gave your best. And now the time has come for you to rest. So go in peace. You have earned your seat. Your love in our heart will eternally keep. You can shed tears that she is gone, or you can smile because she had lived. And you can close your eyes and pray that she will come back. You can open your eyes and see all she's left. Your heart can be empty because you can't see her, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and leave yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember her and only that she's gone, or you can cherish her memory and let it live on. You can cry and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what she would want. Be strong, but smile, she would always tell you that. Open your eyes. And she had four, two in the front, two in the back. Love and go on. So our rabbi teaches us that the person continues to live on in the memory of those whom knew her. Though a person may have physically passed from the world, as long as there are people whose life have been touched by her life, she continues to live on beyond the grave. Tehen ishmata tzerura b'yitzror ha'chaim b'gan eden, amen, ken yihi ratzon. May your soul be bound up in the bond of life eternal. Amen. Now can I ask you all to rise, please, for the...